My Brother's Keeper Sunday kicked off in late January as part of the Fort Wayne United Initiative. WBY's Araceli Gomez Aldana reports this event was the first of its kind in the city. 14 churches and over 6,000 community members participated.
One of those churches was Wallen Baptist Church. Here is Pastor John Such speaking.
What we're doing is telling the city of Fort Wayne that we are not blind or careless about the violence in our city, that we are our brother's keeper. That came from Genesis chapter 4. Hey, I assume he went, hey, am I my brother's keeper? You know what the answer to that is? Yes, you are your brother's keeper.
The event brought churches together to talk about homicides while using the same scripture. Homicide is the leading cause of death among black boys and men ages 10 to 25 in the nation and in Fort Wayne. According to Fort Wayne United, African Americans made up 61% of homicide victims in Fort Wayne last year. Fort Wayne United Director Eric Headley attended Wallen Baptist Church to talk about how homicide affects the African American community. He was joined by Pastor Such and Juvenile Detention Counselor Becky Kelly. Such asked the audience to raise their hand if they had been affected by gun violence. Here is Headley reacting.
You know, John,
yeah.
Ironically, statistically, this is how it is in America.
How it is in
America. So you have the majority of blacks and the few blacks that are in America have all been impacted. That's how much of a disproportionate number it is in America. Just like this room, every black person that was sitting here raised their hand, black person over here raised their hand, black person there raised their hand, and another person over here, but the majority of the room are whites. That's how it is in America, and we have to pay attention to that.
Sean Harris was in the audience. He's part of the Fort Wayne United Emerging Leaders and Program Implementation Committee. He talks about the audience's reaction.
I think there's a different reaction amongst the people. I think some were taken aback because they weren't maybe expecting a service that, you know, is such a hot issue right now. And I know that being a predominantly white church, most of them are unaffected, so some may not really care. And then some are genuinely care. Like a few people came up and said, how can I help? What can I do? You know, so you get different reactions.
Dominique Merriweather is also a part of Emerging Leaders, and he talks about how the initiatives are helping him.
This is a very powerful organization. You know, I'm blessed to be a part of it. It has changed my life in many ways. It has changed me as a person, as a man. It has helped evolve me. It has helped strengthen my character. I've helped people. These people genuinely care about you. And this is a wonderful thing, and I just pray that it keeps growing and growing and it doesn't fade away.
Later that week, Fort Wayne United and the city of Fort Wayne held a news conference to debut a video made locally featuring local leaders talking about homicide and gun violence. The video begins with Officer Mike Joyner from the Fort Wayne Police Department and Headley speaking.
And in 23 years, I've done this too many times to knock on a door at 3 o'clock in the morning to wake a family up. It's tough.
In 1989, my family moved from Trinidad and Tobago right here to Fort Wayne to live in this home right behind me. And within the first 2 weeks or so, I saw my first homicide. There was a young black man who was killed right on the front porch of this house. And I looked out of this window that is now boarded up and I watched him take his last breath. Also, I realized that I was a young black man and it hit me. That could have been me.
During the news conference, Anthony Moore spoke about the Emerging Leaders Committee and about bringing the community together.
We're a group of young black men who want to change the universal perception of what it is to be a black man in America. With that, we launch many things throughout the year, one being one that we're launching today and you all get to be a part of, which is our new hashtag. The hashtag, though, is It Could Have Been Me. The creation and the gearing of the hashtag is meant to bring a relatability. If you have a homicide and it doesn't affect you immediately, you can't really understand it because you can't relate to it. So that's what the hashtag is meant to do, bring us closer together.
Headley said the first step was to bring awareness with My Brother's Keeper Sunday, and now the next step is to get the community involved.
You can't change people, but you can inspire people to change. It points to longevity, you know, and that's what we have to do first, is just get people to care first. Again, the head, the heart, and the hands. So once we work on the head and the heart, people are going to get involved and use their hands. But we have to go through a process that we know that works.
During the gathering, Mayor Tom Henry did make a call to action. He praised the initiative, saying it was a great asset to the community. He also talked about how people can help.
And what I'm asking Fort Wayne citizens now is to help them
move along, help give them some of the opportunities that many of the rest of us had. And one way to do that is to step up and say, we can help you move your life along in a productive fashion.
For WBOI News, I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana.